against Jacksonville. That's our hope, that he can come in, pick up the things that we want him to, and be ready to go when we line up against Jacksonville.
Is there still a line of communication with Abdullah, by the way? Is there still a line of, I mean, is there a chance he comes back here? Or
yeah, we have an offer on the table. We just, he hasn't, you know, moved on, but we've had an offer on the table for a while.
Okay.
Did you feel so good about Harrison after that Senior Bowl that's why you guys kind of stepped back and didn't really talk to him afterwards?
Yeah, we felt like we knew him. There were some other guys that were going to be maybe taken here today that were down there with us as well. We feel like we know enough about him. And, of course, you don't want to tip the hand on certain guys. And it worked out perfectly in his case because we knew that there were some other teams maybe later in that first round, for sure early in the second round, that had their eyes on him. And we didn't want to tip our hand, and it worked out just right.
What's your plan for today? Any particular players you're targeting with where you're picking at, or positions?
Well, there's some positions. We got to see what happens. Since we're not in the second round, we got to see what happens with some of these other picks. But we have some positions we need to target, the linebacker position, the wide receiver position, even taking a look at, you know, maybe someone else in the secondary, at corner, even the safety position as well. So we still have some areas we definitely have to address, and those 10 picks should help us be able to do it.
Because of all the needs that you guys have, is there a bit of a hesitancy to trade too many just to move up because you want, you know, maybe 8 or 9 of those 10 to produce something?
Yeah, that's a good point, because we have talked about that. You know, we talked about the possibility of trying to get back in the second round, but at the expense of giving up some of those picks. So you got to weigh that as well, because we need to get players, a number of players. But, you know, we'll see what happens. If there's somebody that we really, really think that it's going to be good for us, and you know, we have to go get him, you know, we'll consider it. But we'd like to be able to keep those picks at this moment.
How valuable, Les, in retrospect, was that Senior Bowl experience? I mean, going into it, I'm sure you thought it'd be good. But now that you've been through it and you're starting to draft some guys that you coached in at Oregon, how valuable was that experience for you guys as a staff, you know, as opposed to most years when you wouldn't have gotten it?
You know, some of your coworkers came down there for that Senior Bowl and were with us that week. For us, it was immeasurable in so many ways. We had made some changes on our staff, so we had a chance to use that almost, Judd, at like a mini camp in a lot of ways as a coaching staff. And then to be able to spend time with those players that were there and be able to get firsthand knowledge of every one of them that was participating on both teams, South and North. And it just put us so far ahead of the curve as opposed to some other years. And looking at our situation roster-wise, you know, I told our coaches when it was all over that I'm hoping that we'll look back at that Senior Bowl and say that was the period that really jump-started our 2012, because we got a lot out of that time down there, that week that we were there, not only from an evaluation standpoint, but building our staff and creating what we wanted to be able to get accomplished during that week. Not having that extra camp a year ago for our staff, it made a difference. So that really became like an extra camp for us.
Did going down there, did it change any preconceived notions you had of any players where you thought, we're really not too keen on player A, but after seeing him down at the Senior Bowl, you thought, we really need to take another look at this guy?
It did, and it also had the reverse effect. There were some other guys that they had rated pretty high from our scouts, and we go, I don't think so, you know. So it worked both ways. We were just talking about that yesterday as well. So that Senior Bowl was a big plus for us.
How many kids did you not talk to, not to name names now because it wouldn't help you do that, obviously, but was there a group that you haven't spoken to since that you guys sort of like Harrison?
Yeah, there were some guys that, like I mentioned, we had at the Senior Bowl that we kind of shied away from just with the intent of, you know, not letting people know of our interest, but just a handful of guys that we have an eye on. We'll see what happens here this evening, so we'll see.
Wide receiver, cornerback talked about so much, but where do you look at the linebackers and how big a need is that right now, and what do you look at in the middle?
Well, we're short there as far as depth at the position. With Jasper being there at Mike, we're not sure what's going to happen with EJ's situation. We were able to get Aaron re-signed, but of course Chad being there. But after that, Larry Dean is the one guy I think that we have returning with some experience at this point. So we're pretty thin at linebacker. We need to be able to have a guy who can play linebacker for us, but also help us on special teams, which is another major part of depth. So It's an area that we have to address, hopefully, today, and if not, for sure tomorrow.
Would EJ plan just to move on, or is that kind of like Abdullah, where there's an offer?
Yeah, we'll see what happens. But you know, we're hoping that Jasper can get it done for us. But we'll see what happens with EJ.
Where's he at? Where's Jasper at as far as playing the middle linebacker in his defense? I mean, 2 years ago, it wouldn't have been his strength. Mm-hmm. Has he improved as far as his understanding what he needs to do and, you know, his hips and the movement and dropping back and all those things?
You know, knowledge-wise, he's improved. The tough part, Jeff, for us is how much time we had with him a year ago. I mean, that's the curveball, you know. We only had him for maybe about a week, maybe, and then he was gone. So we're hoping that he has evolved athletically, and we think he has, but he's been in rehab for the longest. Now he's healthy, right, and doing everything. But, you know, we've got our fingers crossed that he's going to be able to get it done.
You're a Tampa 2 scheme, and I know there's a lot of debate how much man you play, how much. But with Allen coming here from the Colts, who play pretty much a pure Tampa 2, mm-hmm, won't this defense be more of a pure Tampa 2 than ever next season? Or are you going to alter it yourself a little bit?
Well, you know, when we were our best, when we were top 10 defense, top 5 defense, okay, was when we were able to play some single high. That's when we were at our best. When Cedric, when Antoine did a great job for us outside, that's when we were a real good defense. And our numbers were much better across the board when that happened. And then you look at the way we've been depleted the last couple of years in the secondary, we end up playing a lot more zone than we want to. And we'd like to be able to get back to where we can match up on the outside and do some other things. But when we were our best, I mean, that's what we did. We were more balanced than we have been the last couple of years. But the situation has dictated that, and it's not what we want to be able to do.
Have you seen enough of the guys in maybe the third or fourth round, assuming you got to stay there, that could really help with that, you know, and be mature enough to come in first year?
There are a couple of guys, but that corner depth is not – that position is not as deep as some other positions in the draft. But there are a couple of guys that we're hoping to still be there when we get a chance to pick again. But after that, it's a thin group. But every now and then, you hit on a guy late in the draft, and we may. But the corner position isn't as deep as some of the other positions.
You think, as opposed to maybe receiver, you feel like there's more depth there?
There's more depth at the receiver position.
If you need to wait, you could get a good guy.
Much more depth at the receiver position.
But you're better off, so if there's not much corner depth, and let's say you go in with Cook and Winfield, et cetera, you're better off playing the zone Tampa 2 scheme, right? Because then they redirect to the safety. If you have competent safeties, you'd be better off, wouldn't you?
You would, if you are short at the corner position, for sure. Now, we've signed some guys this offseason we hope can help us if we end up falling short in the draft. But as I said, ideally, we'd like to find another guy that we can match up and play some man. It just makes us less predictable. It makes it a little bit harder on quarterbacks.
Cook can play man. I mean,